From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama spoke at a Virginia high school today. He's urging students to work hard. But many students around the country didn't hear the address during school hours because of controversy the address caused. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The president spoke before students at Wakefield High School in Arlington, Virginia, and encouraged them to take their education seriously. The president offered some practical advice on overcoming challenges.
Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. I do that every day. Asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength.
The White House had hoped that students around the country would hear the address, but many parents and conservative commentators complained the president's remarks were a political intrusion on the school day. That led many school systems to let parents decide whether students should hear the remarks. The White House toned down a lesson plan offered to schools, but that did little to defuse the controversy. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. military reports four American soldiers have been killed today in Iraq. Three of them died in a roadside bombing as they patrolled in the northern part of Iraq. The fourth soldier was killed in Baghdad, also by a bomb. The attacks appeared mostly to be directed at Iraqi police, although one Iraqi who was injured during a bombing is a senior minister with the Iraqi Health Ministry. The United Nations Election Commission for Afghanistan has ordered a recount of some questionable ballots from the country's presidential elections. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Kabul.
The recount order applies to polling stations where there was 100% turnout or where a single presidential candidate has gotten more than 95% of the vote. Given widespread Taliban attacks and voter apathy on Election Day, any large-scale turnout on paper is suspect. Exactly how many polling stations are affected, the Electoral Complaints Commission would not say, but the commission says they've identified widespread irregularities in three of Afghanistan's 34 provinces that they've investigated thus far. Whether Afghan election officials will agree to the commission order is another matter. They've already cast out some 200,000 ballots that were deemed fraudulent, but deny that the fraud related to the August 20th polls is as widespread as others claim. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
NATO officials have now confirmed civilians died when warplanes bombed two stolen fuel tankers in Afghanistan. NATO's top commanders appointed a team to investigate. German military officers called in the airstrike carried out by a U.S. jet. NATO said originally it believed militants surrounded the fuel tankers. There have been reports dozens of civilians were killed. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she won't gloss over the results of any NATO investigation. She will not, however, she says, accept premature judgments either. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 30 points. They're at 94.71. The Nasdaq is up 10 points. Currently, it's at 20.29. You're listening to NPR. Fire crews outside Los Angeles continue to battle the huge Station wildfire. More than half the fire has been contained, but the wind is kicking up again, sometimes gusting as much as 30 to 40 miles per hour. Humidity is low. The fire is burning land so rugged, the Forest Service says mountain goats won't even climb it. Arson investigators are still gathering evidence to find who might have started the Station fire, which they have declared arson. The temporary staffing firm Manpower projects companies will have a weak hiring pace through the end of the year. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Marty Michelson reports.
Manpower surveyed 28,000 employers across the country. Only 12% say they'll hire more workers in the fourth quarter, while 14% plan to reduce staff. That's the weakest outlook since the survey began in 1962. Manpower President Jonas Priesing says there will continue to be challenges for both job seekers and employers in the coming months. He says wholesale and retail hiring is expected to decline, suggesting that employers won't be adding as much holiday help as they have in the past. Prospects look best in education and health services, while employers in construction and hospitality anticipate a considerable downturn in hiring. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Fred is getting a little stronger in the Atlantic Ocean. It's nearly 350 miles southwest of the Cape Verde Islands and moving west. Top winds are about 50 miles per hour. In the Pacific Ocean, Tropical Storm Linda is swirling. Linda is more than 1,300 miles southwest of Baja California. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.